You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning once again. Music of the Star. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Our newest station, WZTI, Milwaukee and Greenfield, 107.3, and soon more power on AM. I've got plenty to be thankful for myself. Program's been on the air now for 2 years on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're worldwide at civicmedia.us, and that's also where you can find past programs on the Music of the Star. Just click in civicmedia.us and shows and scroll down. There we are. Well, that reminds me of something I better tell you, that folks in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee are going to be preempted at 10 o'clock Central by football. That happens. But we're still on the air, and you can pick us up, WAUK 540. And worldwide on the Civic Media Network. That's civicmedia.us. Happy Thanksgiving. Irving Berlin, Bing Crosby.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, I buy them all at the 5- and 10-cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. Someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? small, buy more, 5 and 10 cent stores. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Award-winning producer who did the album with Diana and me, Tommy LaPuma's here. I usually don't like to introduce celebrities because I faint in my chair if anybody's about to introduce me. I just think, don't. But it's such a small room, you can't hide here, you know? So I'll just tell you briefly that the very talented star of Sex and the City and many other movies, Sarah Jessica Parker. So good. I still have the shoe you sent me with the flowers, you know, I told you. So generous, thank you so much. The Academy Award-winning, incredible, beautiful Nicole Kidman is here. Where are you? Ah! Almost met you in Australia, right? Australia. My friend, the brilliant designer Donna Karen is here with her granddaughter and daughter. Where are you, honey? And I'd like to thank my team, Richard J. Alexander, Jay Landers, Dave Reitzis, Peter Morse, Peter Fletcher, Columbia Records, especially my longtime manager, Marty Ehrlichman, who has been in my life since I was 19. He believed in me right from the start. His office was a phone booth on the corner of 53rd Street and 6th Avenue with a roll of dimes. Yeah. My good friend, my dear friend, Sis Corman is here now. Sis was one of my surrogate moms. And we met in acting class when I was 16. And when I was 18, I said, well, I couldn't do something with them because I had to sing at a talent contest in the village. And she said, I've known you 2 years and you never told me you could sing. But she said, sing for me and Harvey, her husband, who was a doctor. And I said, I can't sing if I see your face. I'm too shy. And so I turned and faced the wall. I used to have actually bad conduct. I had very high marks in school, but D in conduct, because I always said the answer if I knew it. I just couldn't wait to be called on. But so that's true. When I turned back, they had tears in their eyes, and they went with me to this talent contest, and we walked into the club, and Sis and I were the only women there. We didn't know it was a gay club. Isn't that funny? We just wondered, isn't that odd? Anyway, I won the contest, and my salary was $50 a week and all the London broil I could eat. They made great London broil, so I've been singing for my supper ever since. Now, what a journey this next extraordinary woman is on. She's devoted decades of service to so many nonprofit organizations, especially those concerning education and children. And she is the first woman to move from becoming our First Lady to United States Senator to Secretary of State. And as far as I'm concerned, there is only one more first for this woman. And we all know what that is. Hillary Clinton.
Empty arms, misty eyes, broken dreams, cloudy skies. Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing at all. care. Thanks for what? Thanks for nothing at all. What did I do to deserve this from you? Don't you know, can't you see what you've done? You left my heart just a thing torn apart, bringing rain to my place in the sun. Useless calls, wasted tears, must forget, could take years. Thanks a lot, thanks for nothing at all. Useless calls, wasted tears, must forget, could take years. Thanks a lot, thanks for nothing at all.
Real Weeper. From Rosie Clooney, Homer and Jethro.
Somewhere bluebirds are singing. Somewhere happiness is king. Some folks are counting their blessings. Some think that love is the thing, but I don't hear birdies singing. My love train just jumped the track. There's an empty hangar in my closet tonight, since you took the shirt off my back. There's an empty hanger hanging, a clanging and a banging, hanging all alone on the rack. It reminds me of the simple, trusting love I shared with you, till you took the shirt off my back. Did the strong box, then the car was repossessed. Last week they took up the carpet. Someone just hauled out the rest. But when they cleaned out my wardrobe, they fail to notice the rack. So there's an empty hanger in my closet tonight, since you took the shirt off my back. There's an empty hanger hanging, a clanging and a banging, hanging all alone on the rack. Love I shared with you, till you took the shirt off my back.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Say something just for the record?
Oh, of course not.
I think what you're doing for the general is one of the most decent, unselfish things I've ever heard of.
No angle?
No angle. I want to apologize for the way I sounded in Florida. I guess I've always been kind of a silly schoolgirl. You know the bit. The Lady Fair and the Knight on the White Horse.
Let me tell you something. It's kind of dangerous putting those knights up on white horses. Likely to slip off, you know.
I think mine's there to stay.
That's sure good to know. Makes a fella feel a little shaky, though, up there all alone on one of those bleached chargers.
You worried?
Kinda.
If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep,
and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Excuse me.
Little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
Marie Chevalier, Allen, and Lerner Lowe. Eddie Fisher, Big Hit, 1955. Hugo Winterhalter and the orchestra.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep,
I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly hairs, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. You're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your
masterpiece from Irving Berlin. Doris Day next up.
You love me, you love me. The miracle of miracles, you love me. In every dream you seem so unobtainable. It's not explainable, and yet you're mine, you're mine. Believe me, believe me. I'm sure this heart of mine would not deceive me. And even if you never say it, this I know is true. You love me just as I love you. I'm sure this heart of mine would not deceive me. And even if you never say it, this I know is true. You love me just as I love you.
Doris Day, David Rose in the orchestra, Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn from the picture April in Paris. Why is that song forgotten? Here's Steve and Edie on the music of the star.
Down. We'd always
Kenny Rogers wrote that great song, I think, and I think Stephen Adie did it the best. They were married on the Steve Allen television show. Both were guests. They tied the knot. Legendary couple. The music of the stars. I have to tell you, we're going to be preempted in Kenosha, Racine, but there's a way to keep listening, and that's to tune in after 10 o'clock to civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us around the world. And our podcasts after 10 o'clock and the 11 o'clock hour, too, will be football. That's how podcasts work. Ours, anyway. Folks out in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, keep listening after 10 o'clock on WAUK AM 540. Welcome, everybody, to our newest station, WZTI 107.3 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All I say is leave me in the gloom, and here I stay within my lonely room.
Weeks ago, I introduced a brand new song called What's Yesterday? And judging from all the cards and letters I got, everybody seemed to like it, so I think I'll do it again.
What's yesterday? If we can never say, remember when? Life with no past. A show with no cast. Can you picture that? One sad day when the chill just won't go away. You have something to warn you in the warmest way. Time will allow one moment of a now. Then it's yesterday. Girl, you've got to will
make time stand still. Don't throw this away. Move your eyes in a way that it tickles me. You're no longer afraid. You believe in me. Take a deep breath. You won't regret what just came your way. Look, there's the sun. Your life has just begun. Only yesterday the coffee's in the cup. The toast is bobbing up. The smokes are all there. The coffee's in the cup. The toast is popping up. The smokes are over there.
I'm here to talk about Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. You do know the reason and the start and the story of Thanksgiving, don't you?
Don't talk down to me, Dick. My brother and I are very thankful for many, many things, and of course I know the story of Thanksgiving. I think we all know the story
of Thanksgiving. Well, share the story of Thanksgiving.
Well, once upon a time, long, long ago, the pilgrims came to America.
And?
That's about it. Here we are, having Thanksgiving.
I can't believe my brother thinks that's the entire story of Thanksgiving. That is ridiculous.
That's the story.
They came to America, that's it?
That's it.
Why did they come to America?
That's another question, Dick. I didn't know you were going to ask
that. I asked for the story of Thanksgiving, not just how they got started. Complete the story. Okay. Why did they come? Why did they take a perilous voyage across the sea?
Okay, that's another question. I'll give you another answer. What is the question?
Why did they come to America, the pilgrims?
They were hungry.
No.
They were thirsty.
No, they were not thirsty.
They were lost.
No, they weren't lost. They were persecuted. Now, that's a very important part of the story.
Yeah,
they were persecuted pilgrims,
right.
And they landed at Plymouth Rock.
They had a brother that persecuted them,
so they
left, and they came to America. And they came to America. When they got to America, they met some Indians, and they said to the Indians...
They said what?
They said to the Indians, they said, when are we going to eat?
When are we going to eat?
And the Indians said, would the fourth Thursday on November be okay? And the pilgrims said, they said, yep. And then the Indians said to the pilgrims, they said, hey, did you bring your brother?
Did you bring your brother?
They said that, and the pilgrim said, nope, we left the brother back there. They said, oh, good. Thank you.
No, forget, you're not helping me at all. Now, forget the story, forget the song. We're here to talk about the true meaning of Thanksgiving. And we all know it's a day set aside to give thanks and to count our blessings. Have you counted your blessings?
A matter of fact, I have.
You have?
I think every Thanksgiving we should all take a moment and count our blessings.
Reflect.
And count our blessings.
Reflect.
And I counted my blessings, and I did it this manner. I took all my bummers for the whole year, and I kind of added them up, and then I subtracted my bummers from all the good things that had happened, and then I divided by three, and I came out exactly, and carried it over, and it was 150 blessings. 150 blessings, and I counted you as one of my blessings.
You counted me?
Yeah, 150 blessings.
150 blessings, and you counted me.
Yes.
And guess how many I counted?
How many?
For me.
How many?
I have 151.
How come you have more than
that? Because I counted you twice.
Thank you.
thank you.
Thank you.
All
right. Five steps came, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look thought of something shocking. But now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When the missus Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna's men in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that lady mental standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if anything you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank would know anything goes.
Tony with Count Basie and the Big Band. Cole Porter, you know.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and
we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look thought of something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night set the smartest, intruding at nudist parties in studio. Anything goes. When the Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes.
It can be done. It can be done. They can do anything, anything, anything under the sun. If your nerves are getting nervous and your house is topsy-turvous, they are always at your service. Thing two and thing one.
Fish, fish, there's always one. Some long fish, sour belly, son of a gun.
There's always some fish, some sour belly fish, who's the only one who wasted the blood and the fun. Doesn't like fun. Good, clean, wholesome isn't fun. There's always some fish who doesn't like fun. Good, clean, wholesome isn't fun.
They can find anything, anything under the sun.
There's reactionary fish-faced louse doesn't like flying kites in the house.
They can find anything, anything under the sun.
Vomit, figgity, figgity, boys. Cops eat things, sort of fly outdoors.
Thing one and thing two. Thing two and thing one. They can find anything, anything, anything under the sun. If your nerves are getting nervous and your house is topsy-turvous, they will both be at your service on the run. They'll find my long-lost moss-covered three-handled family credenza. Thing two and thing one.
Never be flat.
I don't have to warm up. I can act a storm up.
I can do a concert tour.
With hip-hop and rap?
Well, after a nap.
Okay, you got me there.
Are you related to Matthew?
No, that's McConaughey.
What about Paul?
That's McCartney.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Any house you can build, I can build better.
I can build any home grander than yours.
With great taste.
With 10 jumps.
With restraint.
Lots of bronze. With a moat and a wall.
With a mall.
A mall? In any comedy, I can be crasser. I can be cruder and crasser than you.
With a belch.
With a burp.
With a shrug.
With a slurp. You're too clean.
Well, I'm just not obscene.
You're a dirty talker.
You played motherfucker.
Bridesmaid's a keeper.
Prince the tide's a weeper.
We agree on quite a lot.
Hey, let's make amends.
Yeah, we should be friends. What do you call a man who's lost all his intelligence?
I don't know what.
A widower.
Anything men can do, we can do better.
Anything men can do, we can do too.
Steal scene.
Stop the show.
Fill the seats, that's our row.
Have a child.
With a man.
Yes, we can.
We were underrated, teased and deprecated, but we sent a mail in through the glass ceiling. There is nothing we can't do.
Well, can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I. You know, anything I can do, we can do better.
We can do anything better as two.
Make chick flicks,
but it picks.
As a team, we're a dream.
You're the bomb.
Huh?
You'll be great.
Really?
As my mom.
Your mom? Don't you mean sister?
Okay,
but why would you say a thing like that? Well, I mean, you have
fine.
I'm your fan. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Can I call you Babs now?
No, too soon.
That's Barbara with Melissa McCarthy.
And you can play I'll Follow, Follow.
Ladies first, Mary, let me follow you.
Clark Terry and the Big Band. I gotta tell you again. Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee. We're being preempted at 10 o'clock Central. Everybody else got it on the Civic Media Radio Network, just there. But you can still listen in. 5:40 a.m. WAUK. And or. I didn't put a slash in there because you can't say it. And slash or. No, I didn't. On civicmedia.us. So try that. I don't want to lose you. Music of the Stars. We're on till high noon. High noon. Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, Lana Carson, I'll swing out to you.
Good morning, Wausau. I got a song for you here. Well, it's close to Wausau. I'll wait till after news. WXCO, you joined us at 9. We'll keep you happy, unless you're easily amused. Morning, Oshkosh and Appleton. Now, we're only on till 11 by you. That WISS. Okay, Music of the Stars, stand by. Sticker.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.